Blog Talk Radio.
Hartley, the Catholic Defender, and I'm standing in tonight for Ross and Margie as they are preparing. In fact, Ross is already in Europe, or he's out on, he's out on a cruise with Steve Ray and Scott Hahn and other notable Catholic apologists. so it's kind of cool to have Deeper Truth mingling with that crowd. So we just want to say, a wish of and a prayer of good things to come for this experience for Ross and Margie and the hosts that are going to be going to Rome here in the next few days. So what a powerful opportunity this is. And so I am standing in for Ross and Margie tonight, and I'm happy to do so. And in doing so, I first want to really say a few words about what's happened up in the Northeast. The Hurricane Sandy and the storm that the subsequent storm that resulted from that, that's affecting like 20 some odd states. And we want to pray for those who, I mean, such terrible lives have homes destroyed, burned down to the ground, flooded out. This is a hard thing. I can identify with that. My wife and I were stationed in New Orleans, and when we got hit by Katrina, we had left the area. We were living on Belle Chasse at the naval base, and we left there. They closed everything down there, and so the closest I could find any place was in Houston, and we stayed there for 3.5 weeks until Rita came along. And then we went north to Missouri, where U.S. MEPCOM said, take care of your family. So we were chased by 2 hurricanes, and they weren't no small ones either. But what is taking place tonight, well, the past couple of days, is just our hearts got to pour out for those who are affected. And so we just want to pray, Lord Jesus, please help those who are in most need. Those who, the poor, you said, will always be among us. And there are many tonight that are poor tonight. And there's no social boundary here. Everyone is affected, Lord. Those who've lost lives, those whose family are still in terrible, it's cold out, it's wet. Just a terrible circumstance and situation. And so, Lord, we just ask for your protection upon this country. We intercede for this country, Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And in saying this and in asking about this, is this kind of a wake-up call? Is it wrong to even think such a way? Does this land need cleansing? You know, I don't want to say or think that way every time we have a natural disaster. But we know that time, you know, nature takes place and things happen because of nature. We have a sinful nature. Jesus was asked about a scaffolding accident where 15 people died in the accident. And Jesus was asked, did these people die because of their father's sins or because of their sins? And Jesus said, really, he said neither. Things happen. Basically, is what Jesus was saying. Nature is, you know, things are set in motion. And, you know, God can do his hand of protection. He can do that. He can divert natural disasters. He can divert anything he wants to in that sense. But that's the case that we live in today. We live in a fallen world, and sin has a consequence. And so we do plead, we do implore, we do ask for the Lord's hand of protection. We do trust in him, as Saint Faustina said so many years ago, Lord Jesus, I trust in you. And as a nation, we need to stand up and say, Lord, we trust in you. The church needs to be strong and to come together in prayer, in unity of prayer, that we stand up for one another. Whether you're in New York or Los Angeles or Minnesota or Texas or anywhere in between this great land of ours, we need to be able to come together as one and pray for these things that are affecting our country. And so I don't want to go on too much on this, but we just got to pour out our hearts for those who are affected. And by the way, John Banco, one of our members of Deeper Truth, he is in Virginia. And, you know, we pray for him and his family and those he's near, because this affects everybody there in that region. 8 million families is what I'm understanding are without power. And when you're dealing with a wet climate, and it's rainy, I mean, I'm concerned about people without power. You know, there's still some very serious issues that has to take place. because there's snow taking place here, real deep snow. This ain't over. And so we just want to say to those who are in need that, you know, we are one as a nation, and we will stand up for our country. And that's when Americans need to come together. But we need to come together in Christ and come together in faith as well. Our faith has to be a central point. We do good things. We help others because we know, one, it's the right thing to do, but because of compassion, because we have that love. You know, Jesus said that, you know, we have to have love in our hearts. We have to have love. We have to have compassion. And so you just can't see what's going on and take what's going on and just turn the cheek or turn your face and just say, well, glad it's not me. That's really the wrong answer. Because when one of us hurts, we all hurt in many ways. That is the truth. When our economy is good, it helps and benefits everyone. And so when a sector of our society is hurting, well, everybody's affected. So we want to definitely strive. We don't know how long this thing is going to take place there in New York with all that water that went down in there and the cables under the ground. That's just, it's going to take days and days and days, I'm sure. And so the misery is going to be there. And please pray for them. Please pray for those who are affected, whether it's a small or large task. You know, some people have lost family members. Terrible circumstances. And so we just want to pray again for those. And that's going to be a major theme of ours for the next few weeks until we get past it. Now, I want to kind of get into the subject matter at hand that I wanted to talk about. Tonight is the 30th of October, which means tomorrow is October 31st. And guess what day that is? It's Halloween. You know, when I think of Halloween, I remember growing up as a kid, and we used to enjoy going trick-or-treating. We did do that. And I guess because of that, I don't see the problem with it. I don't like the idea of dressing up as demons or, witches or things of that nature. But I don't think that if a Christian participates in going trick-or-treating, that they're somehow participating in a pagan satanic ritual. I don't think that that's necessarily the same. I don't think it's the same thing. Though we need to be mindful that Satanists are out and, you know, witchcraft is strong on, you know, that they are, this is kind of like their day. And, or at least it's regarded as their day. And so we don't want in any way to participate with that at all. But I think that just for the, you know, mom and dad who takes their kids out, and if you do take your kids out to go trick-or-treating, make sure you do it safely, that you are with them 100%. You're either driving down the road or the street, and you keep them in mind, or you keep them, or you walk with them. That's even better yet. And so there's a lot of safe things that you got to be concerned about, especially when it comes to the candy part of it. You want to make sure that whatever candy you do go through, you know, you first, and make sure it's, you know, I would go to safe places. A lot of churches are doing alternatives, which are good. I think there's nothing wrong with that. There are a lot of churches that offer the opportunities to go to these places, you know, to go trick-or-treating or to do things. There's good there, too. A lot of shopping marts and what have you will open up and have opportunities for you to take the kids through. I think those are good opportunities, too. So whatever is in your location, whatever is in your locale, you know, take safety steps and measures and, you know, have a good time. But be safe in doing so and protect those little ones whom you love and we all do. And so also not, you know, just have to throw this out there, but Charles Taz Russell, the founder of the Jehovah's Witnesses, happened to have died on October the 31st, 1916. Did you just hear that in the background going, do 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 do? Well, I don't know. But anyway, that's just kind of a non-related topic. I don't want to get into the JWs, but if you have them coming knocking at your door, well, I don't know if it's necessarily good to have candy to give them, but offer them a cup of coffee and invite them in and give them the Catholic faith. That's what I do. And I tell you what, either they never come back again, or you might, we had a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses that converted to the Catholic Church last year as a result of some of our efforts. And so what a great opportunity that might be. You just never know what the Lord brings to your door. Well, this issue of trick-or-treat, that is the question. There are many people who feel that Halloween is a demonic celebration. Others believe that today's Halloween is more of a secular holiday loaded with harmless fun for the family, which is kind of what I was leaning to there. Some church groups use the occasion to have celebrations of harvest, while others use the occasion to conduct Judgment House. And I have to tell you, I used to really enjoy going to these Judgment House. What they do is they set up a church, a basement, multi-rooms, and it's almost like a play that you go through, and they try to bring up a topic of a modern-day situation, and, of course, the Lord returns, and it puts you right there in the middle of it. And so these Judgment Houses, they could be good. The only problem is that I find with it is that usually it's from a fundamentalist perspective, and, of course, they toss out the issue of the rapture, things of that nature. But if you're going out having a good time, or if you're out there and you're just going through the thing, I think that as a storyline and as a prop, I think it's a lot of fun. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. You just have to understand your theology and understand what they're trying to say. But they're not there to necessarily twist your arm or anything like that. It's just an alternative to Halloween, the going out and doing horror haunted houses. And so they get their point across very well and effectively. And as Christians, all of us can identify with the major point of it. And I guess that's where I'm coming from on the issue of Judgment House. And if you ever get a chance to go to it, well, do so. There's nothing wrong with it. Just know that you consider it fiction. You have to consider it fiction, especially if they're bringing up the issue of the rapture, because that is fiction. But still, the object or the intent of the whole thing is to get you to think about the Lord and something wholesome as opposed to these haunted houses. Some churches still, even though some of them put up some of the best haunted houses in town. regardless, you know, I don't think there's a real major problem, I think, in going into a haunted house in a setting that it's, what would you say, where it's all in fun and it's family-oriented. And so I guess it's because I was raised in that environment. Originally, Halloween was part of a Celtic festival based from a Celtic celebration known as Samhain, meaning for the harvest. Hence, that's why some of these churches might have changed the whole thing and just call it the harvest. This was a period after summer before winter. The pagan belief that at the time, the barrier between the living and the dead narrowed and opened. This opening peaked on October 31st. The spirits of the dead would come back and cause mischief, destroying crops or haunting family members. And back in the day when there was a lot of superstition, that probably played a lot more havoc in those days, especially on years that you had serious where the weather patterns was not good, rain too much, or drought. You know, I mean, just a lot of superstitions involved in that could have played a major part in that in those days. In time and space, the Catholic Church would branch out throughout the world. Many customs and traditions of the people were transformed to the gospel message as Christ's light delivered them from darkness. And that's what I think is really important about all of this. If we're going to go trick-or-treating, if we're going to go out into a haunted house, You know, as long as we have Christ in our heart, true Christian belief, then just going out there and having fun and realizing that it is all just in fun, fiction, so to speak, then I don't see a real problem with it. But the concern would be those who take this a little bit more seriously. The Catholic Church institutes All Saints Day on November 1st to honor all the martyrs and saints. I remember going to a Catholic school, St. John de Lande, in Blue Springs, Missouri. And on All Saints Day, we would dress up as saints. We would put on crowns, or we would go out and we would do a kind of a parade of our own. And that was fun. And I do remember that. And so we honored all the martyrs and the saints. And, of course, St. John de Lande, you know, I didn't realize who he was. I always thought of him as a St. John. But it's not St. John. He was an 18-year-old boy, I don't want to say boy, young man, who was martyred by the Mohawk Indians back in the 17th century. And he was part of, you know, he was part of the Jesuits there, at the time when the Jesuits were really big on evangelization. Boy, I wish they'd get back to that and back to following the Pope. That's what we need to... I would love to see the Jesuits come back to that, totally. And so, but that's a different story. But that's what I remember going to Catholic school, St. John de Lande. Because of the Christian veneration in honor of the saints, October 31st became known as All Hallows Eve, the eve of all the holy day. The Catholic Church continues to seek to promote Christ to a pagan world, where superstition and legends give way to the light of truth. Christ is the light of the world. By the 12th century, this celebration, All Saints Day, became very popular throughout Europe. The intent of this major feast day was to counter the pagan practices of the Celtics and the worship of the spirits. By the 16th century, with the advent of the Protestant Revolution or Reformation, Halloween was attacked because of their opposition to the teaching on purgatory. So if the Protestant opposition to Halloween is because of their opposition to purgatory, then the Catholic Church stands on strong, solid ground of the gospel, because purgatory is a real, true place that Christ himself delivered many people from after his death. And we see that in 1 Peter 3:15. Anti-Catholics particularly hold to this view that, you know, in the 19th century, because of the Puritan influence, that would be Calvinistic, mostly Calvinistic, Halloween was viewed similarly like other Christian celebrations such as Christmas and Easter as pagan. You'd be surprised on how many people do not want to practice or participate with Christmas and Easter because they see that as pagan. Anti-Catholics hold to this view, and we deal with them all the time. In America, Halloween was originally celebrated by Scottish and Irish immigrants that would host dinners and parties. In the early going, because of the Protestant opposition in America, these celebrations were attacked by those who viewed these celebrations as evil. Sometimes there were violence committed by the Protestants. Households would have their own celebrations where children would have games, pranks, and mischief. But, of course, this was not done out in the open because of the opposition or the violence. By 1915, postcards began to feature hundreds of designs popularizing Halloween. The Denison Manufacturing Company, for example, published the first Halloween catalog in 1909. Soon afterwards, Halloween began to emerge in America as a national holiday. In our times, the practice of trick-or-treat is said to come from the old pagan beliefs of offering gifts to the spirits so they would not harass the living or their crops. See, there we're going into the issue of a harvest and the issue of a drought or too much rain, floods, this kind of thing could have havoc on their crops. And so they would blame it on these spirits. They didn't know no better. English Christians began a custom on All Souls Day, which is, think about this, All Souls Day, November the 2nd, where the faithful would take soul cakes and give them to the hungry, many suffering from starvation. These soul cakes. Now, of course, All Souls Day is a remembrance for the poor souls of purgatory. Hence, that's something that the anti-Catholics would, you know, they have a problem with. Out of gratitude, the poor would offer prayers for the family heritage of those offering the blessings of the cakes. So, in other words, the lineage of the families, for those who have already passed on, they would offer prayer for those who are in purgatory, if they are in purgatory. And that's always a good thing, to pray for those who are in need. What a wonderful tradition to foster aid to the poor and to develop prayer for the poor souls of purgatory. Just this past 2 weeks, and this is a true story, I was helping my college club, SIFE, raise 2,500 pounds of food for the hungry in our area. What a blessing it is to help those in need. The tradition of dressing up in costumes seems to originate in England as well. It was based from a pagan belief that the spirits would haunt and torment living family members. The people began the tradition of dressing up in costumes to hide from these spirits. For the Christian, we recognize Christ judge our hearts and will not be fooled by masks, whether they're outward or inward. From the Christian experience, there is no connection to the earlier pagan practice. I will say something here about the jack-o'-lantern, originally seen with a tulip, originates in the United States due to the influx of Irish immigrants in the latter 1840s. The pumpkins became popular because of their size and availability. They're everywhere, and people love to make all kinds of designs on them. The legend begins with a wager between Stingy Jack and the devil. Through a trick, the devil had no rights for Jack's soul, but Jack had to wander aimlessly in purgatory until when the Lord returns to judge the living and the dead. Until that time, Jack traveled endlessly in darkness. The devil gives him a chunk of burning coal from hell to provide Jack light. On October 31st, Jack joins the other spirits to torment mankind. It seems that witchcraft originally becomes associated with Halloween sometime before 1900. Witches for a long time have been viewed like other fictitious characters such as Dracula, werewolves, Frankenstein, the mummy, and hundreds of other monsters. I'm a bit more apprehensive towards witchcraft because of the rise of the Wiccan movement today. Harry Potter and company seem to have aided in people's fascination with the occult and witchcraft. Many dress up in all kinds of costumes, from movie characters, games, even saints. All Christians would certainly oppose anything that involves the devil or evil. I remember in the 1980s, as I paid close attention to one of my favorite bands, Petra, it took a while for Christians to accept Christian rock. Oh yeah, I remember. People thought the beat was evil. You know, I don't believe that the beat in itself is evil, though I do believe that the intent of the group and the message of the band play that very much. Some thought that the music was evil and from the devil. The Catholic faith has always been out about taking Christ to the world where they can see him. And that's important. And so Christian contemporary music is a tool in order to reach young people, or to anybody as far as that goes. I consider myself still young. And so it's just an issue of preference. St. Paul, you know, says that we should praise the Lord with songs, hymns, and inspired songs. Psalms, inspired songs, and hymns. So it doesn't talk about a beat or any of that. In fact, if you look at Psalms 150, it says praise him with the blast of the trumpet, with drums and dancing, with stringed instruments. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And so I've always said, why should the devil have all the good music? And so there's a lot of Christian bands, both Protestant and Catholic. There are a lot of good music out there that give a good, wholesome Christian message. And plus, there's still some good secular music that isn't so far off the deep end. But I am more reserved about that because there's so much of it that's not good. So as mom and dad, just like anything else, you have to look at it and take care about it. Halloween, even though there might be a demonic reality to October 31st, this has nothing to do with the harmless fun people give to Halloween. And here's my editor's note. My point I am making here is that in no way are the vast majority of Americans who participate in Halloween activities that they're taking part in any pagan or occultic rituals, as I have already proclaimed. The major concern continues to be that families go where it is safe to do so and follow the guidelines of their local establishments, just as I said before. Because there are deranged individuals who prey upon the innocents, it is best to trick-or-treat in safe neighborhoods, church-sponsored events, school-led events, even shopping malls that are offering a safe environment for children. Parents must be with their children at all times as they go house to house. Mom and Dad, as you plan to take your children out to have a good time, please give them the foundation of our holy Catholic faith. If you do, you will be giving them a firm foundation. And so that, my friends, is what it's all about. Giving them a firm foundation in our holy Catholic faith. And so I'm going to end tonight. And I want to end tonight with a song about prayer, because we need to pray. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for our land. We need to pray for our people. And we have people hurting tonight. So for John and Ross and Margie and Christy and Gregory and all the Deeper Truth family, I want to say good night and be safe. And please pray for those who are affected by these major storms. So good night, everyone. God bless.
Wow. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.